Kick-Ass Dice, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. Today, we are meeting with Dr. Luke, who is one-ish years out of graduation. I had the pleasure of working with Luke while he was in vet school and harassed him quite a bit. I think I was a bit of a thorn in his paw, I would say. Well, let's see if he confirms that or not. But today he's going to tell us about his experiences in his first year out, how he felt about working in a clinic prior to graduation, and also he made the brave decision to move states for his job, which I commend him for. So we're going to chat about a bit about that as well. So with no further ado, Dr. Luke, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us kind of what your story is in terms of your vet history?
Right. You're just giving me a hard time. I pushed myself a bit further. It taught me a lot as well, so that was really good. Basically, I decided to go to vet school. I grew up with birds and reptiles, and it's always sort of intended to be an exotic vet. During uni, I worked in an emergency clinic for about 6 years, which was really, really useful for sort of hands-on experience, getting to know how the industry works. I feel that vet school kind of teaches you the medicine and science behind it, but you don't really learn the social aspects or how a clinic runs otherwise. And I think that's probably the most important thing I learned there. So yeah, I started as a kennel assistant and then was working as a nurse towards the end of my time there. And then ultimately moved to Perth, Western Australia, to take up an exotics job upon graduation.
Cool. Thanks for that. So let's start with your history working in a clinic. So you started off as a kennel hand. Can you tell us how you felt that benefited you? I know you briefly mentioned it, if you can elaborate, and also how you went about getting the position. So if people were interested in getting the position, and how many hours a week did you do? Did you find that it was difficult with your caseload? Did it change throughout your degree? Just kind of any, you know, aspects that you felt about that position.
So I basically got the job by just emailing a few clinics when I was finishing high school, saying I was interested in planning to go to vet school and wanted some experience, and got lucky enough to get a job. I basically just started off being a glorified cleaner, but then slowly got to do more and more as I showed interest. I think the first few years I was working anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a week to up to 30-ish over the summer period when it was a lot busier. I forgot the rest of the questions there.
Oh, that's okay. Did you find that the number of hours that you were able to work changed throughout your degree? Like, how many hours per week would you recommend being in clinic if you have the opportunity?
I think one day a week was a minimal starting point. I found at some points I probably worked up to 40 to 50 hours a week when it was really busy, which was too much, really. I sometimes went to uni on no sleep, but I also found it really beneficial and probably sometimes learned more working than at uni. It was really beneficial. I think probably once a week just to sort of get used to it over a few years, that added up to quite a few hours, so it was definitely enough.
Perfect. Yeah. So you don't need to be there a lot, but just to get your foot in the door and be consistently there. That's what I did when I was in my undergrad, and I found that helpful too. Not a huge amount of hours per week, but just consistently there to have that ongoing experience. You said that you got to do more as you showed more interest. I know that I was part of that annoyingness factor in there. Can you describe how your interest level changed your experience and whether or not you felt that people in a job position can change how much education they get based on how they put themselves out there at the clinic?
I mean, I guess initially I was really, really shy, so I sort of just did my job and didn't get too involved. But I think as I learnt more at uni and actually had rather understood what was happening. I sort of tried to get more involved, chat to the staff about the cases, and learned a lot more, and then did a lot more hands-on as a result of that.
Good.
And yes, I think showing more interest, like if you stand back and do nothing, you're not going to, no one's going to really help you. You have to sort of try and get engaged for people to want to help you out.
Cool. Yeah, I think so as well. I know definitely when I have students come through, if they're sitting on their phone, I'm not going to pull them out to see stuff, but if they're there interested, they're going to get to do a lot of stuff. So I think that's really important. In terms of going into the job force as a new grad, how did you feel about that whole experience? I know that you and I chatted a lot when you were still in school about jobs and salaries and the accessibility of jobs and what to look for and that kind of stuff. How did you feel about that whole experience going and transitioning from student to workforce and getting jobs? What kind of general experience and advice do you have on that?
I think I definitely found it a lot easier knowing how the industry already works, and I guess being used to clients' emotions, dealing with money. So that made it a lot easier. Don't really know. I mean, I think that's probably what made it easier. So I think that's what set me apart from a lot of the students I graduated with, that had that background knowledge and experience. What was the rest of the question? Sorry.
That's all right. Just how did you feel about transitioning as student to a vet?
I mean, I think I was happy to do it and looking forward to it. I think by the end of vet school, there was only so much you could learn by shadowing other vets, and I was ready to start doing stuff myself, to start learning, taking that to the next level. I was definitely ready for it, and I'm pretty comfortable with the industry by that point.
Do you think your comfort level would have been different if you didn't work in the industry prior? Like, do you feel that you were much better prepared than your colleagues that didn't do that? And do you feel that that also gave you a interview edge, making you a better candidate?
For sure, made it much, much easier. I mean, really had to focus on learning. I mean, it's a bit different because I had to learn exotics largely from scratch. It's not that much at uni, but I only had to focus on learning that side of things rather than focusing on learning a lot more of the general industry, which I think a lot of people, same a lot of other new grads, sort of struggle with getting used to it all. So I already had that sort of down pat. I think it was probably something I focused, tried to bring back to in my interview, was tying back to that I had the relevant clinical experience, especially sort of the emergency side of things, and been happy to deal with things in a fast-paced environment.
Cool. That's awesome. And then you ended up moving states. I know you're particularly interested in exotics. How did you decide to end up moving from Victoria to Western Australia?
Basically decided I'd rather move and get the job I want than stay local and work somewhere I wasn't really interested in working.
That's a big decision for a lot of people. How did you come to that?
I didn't want to work in a job I didn't want to do. It was pretty much that simple. I was right on that fair. That's just like, it's a job I wanted, so I took it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you find that it was difficult to move states? Are you homesick? Do you regret it? Are you happy that you did it? Was it scarier or harder or easier than you expected? Kind of what were the emotions about moving state and how you expected it to be versus how it actually was?
I feel that the first few months were a bit different, I guess, being away from family and everyone. I bought a house here, so obviously, honestly, can't be that bad. I'm pretty happy. Yeah. I feel like not having to deal with Melbourne's traffic is a massive plus. I didn't find it that hard. I wouldn't say I'm particularly homesick, and happy enough over here.
Good. And you like your position? You're still in the same job that you went to when you graduated. I know when we were chatting before, you were mentioning that particular clinic had really good staff retention, and that was one of the things that drew you to that job over others. Do you find that kind of promise has followed through and you got what you were expecting out of the job?
Yeah, I'd definitely say got what I was expecting out of the job. I think ultimately it's how much effort. I mean, I put a lot of effort in as well. Worked a lot of shifts, covered a lot of shifts, tried to be as an important asset as possible, and I think that's made a big difference as well.
In what way?
I think making yourself important within the clinic, right? I didn't really want to step back and just be the new grad. I wanted to get to a point quickly where I was a really important team member.
Awesome.
But I think putting in the efforts got me there reasonably quickly.
And why did you want to be an important team member? Why was that important to you?
I'd rather have more responsibility than just be the new grad in the background that needs lots of time and support.
That's awesome. And yeah, definitely picking up those extra shifts and making yourself valuable is gonna do that and make you an asset. Have you found that your hard work in being valuable has paid off in terms of salary? Like, how do you feel you're being appropriately compensated? I know when you first started, because it was an exotics job and there were limited exotics jobs, you weren't getting much higher than Modern Award when you started. Have you been able to kind of renegotiate now that you are a valued and made yourself a valuable member of the team?
Yeah, it's been a pretty regular discussion, and I'm more than happy with my salary.
And are you having regular performance reviews? You said it's a regular discussion. Is that you pushing those discussions, or is your clinic just an awesome clinic that pays attention to its staff?
There's set performance reviews.
Sorry, what was that?
There's set performance reviews.
Oh, that's awesome. So are you enjoying them? Are they pretty constructive in terms of performance reviews?
Yeah, pretty constructive and laid back, which is good.
Yeah. Do you find that it takes a big stress off that your management just has those performance reviews and you don't feel that you have to be pushing for it?
Yeah, I feel it can be much more awkward to have to ask for them every few months than to have it as a part of the program.
So it sounds like your clinic is doing a lot of things really well. Are there any downsides that you found that you would be kind of weary of or caution people against in terms of a job?
Not really. No, not that I can think of. I mean, I've had good support, good performance reviews, good bosses. So it's nothing I can particularly think of in my case that I'd be wary of again.
And how did you, so you've obviously, this is obviously a different experience than most new grads where they find no support, not really getting a lot of communication with their boss and that sort of stuff. Is this something that you probed into prior to starting the job to make sure that it was there, or did you just luck out?
I would say a bit of both, but I mean, I've had quite a few new people at the clinic tell me that it was a pretty safe bet for a job.
Okay. So word of mouth was a big, important factor.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily something I sought out. I was just mentioning it to people, even at uni, and then those came from coincidental conversations.
Cool. So networking, having conversations, that kind of stuff has helped in that sense? Are there any pieces of advice that you would give to students that are, you know, either at the beginning of vet school, middle, or in their final year, or along that journey that you would recommend that you think would make a big difference?
You may not get to work in the area you want to work at working when you graduate. I think trying to get as much relevant experience and trying to push yourself in that direction is going to be the best bet that you have to make it, even if it's not straight away. Most of my final year placements were as many as I could were all exotics related, so I think that was also pretty useful. If I just did it sort of as a small area, then I wouldn't have had nearly as much confidence or experience to go for the job.
Cool. Are you going to specialize in exotics or do any membership stuff?
Probably do at least memberships one day.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that it's an area where you feel you'll stay long term?
Yeah, I don't really see myself going back to cats or dogs.
What's your favorite species to deal with?
Birds and reptiles.
Birds. Birds are so scary. So how do you make a bird not just die when you touch it? When they come in sick. This is my fear. When they have these like expensive parrots come in and they're like worth $20,000 and they're already sick and I'm literally afraid to even examine them because I'm afraid they're just going to die.
Pop them in oxygen and do it slowly. Always warn the owners that unfortunately they could die. Sometimes no matter how good you are, there's still a good chance that they will pass away. But if you do things slowly and carefully and support them first, and there's a reasonable chance that you will be able to examine them safely.
So just put them in oxygen, in warmth, and then just wait a little bit? Do you try to get fluids into them?
If they collapse, shock you. Definitely, but sometimes you just have to stabilize them first, or the fluids, the active injecting them will kill them.
Good to know.
Really depends on the case, unfortunately. If you've got no choice, if they're going to die, if you don't get injections into them, then yes. If they're probably going to be a bit more beneficial, a bit more stable, if 10 minutes of time to relax, then that's what we go towards.
Good to know. Yeah, they're a fear point of mine for sure, because I feel uncomfortable with them. I think I should call you next time I have an exotics case. I don't know what to deal with.
You can do that.
Before we end and I let you get back to your day, are there any other pointers or general pieces of advice that you would give to vets in general in terms of, you know, finding happiness in the career or staying in the career, or if someone's, you know, what if they're interested in exotics but they're afraid, you know, graduating? Like you said, you don't get much in school. If you have an interest, how would you recommend someone kind of getting that experience and going down that path?
I think in my case it's what I see, but I think I've definitely got some friends who are interested in exotics who sort of just position themselves as their exotics vet in their clinic, so basically volunteering or making themselves known that they're the person that sees most of their exotics and just slowly building up experience that way. It's quite a lot of different continuing education programs out there as well, online, or even just picking up a textbook and reading a textbook is going to be very useful.
Any particular textbook that you like as a go-to?
Most of the Australian authored ones, so there's a Avian Medicine and Practice by Bob Donnelly, and then there's the similarly titled Reptile one, which is probably the best beginner books for exotics. They're probably the best two for birds and reptiles, and there's another one called Ferrets, Rabbits, Rodents, or something like that, which is probably the Bible for small mammals.
Okay. So having those in your clinic is going to be helpful?
Yeah. Most of the other texts are a little bit too advanced, but they provide quite a lot of basic information. These ones for treating cases, especially if you need to research quickly.
Cool. Good to know. I will put a list of those textbooks and links to them in the blog portion of this. So if anyone is interested in those, I will find those and find links for you guys. Any other final parting comments from Luke for us?
Not really.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I think it's really helpful having the information from someone that has found a good career. I'm really glad that your clinic is being very supportive. It's wonderful to hear that those clinics exist. So everyone that is feeling despaired, there are clinics and managers out there that know what they're doing. And if any managers or bosses are listening, having set performance reviews, making sure that you take care of your staff, making sure that you're supportive, all of these things are going to make your staff happy, which is a big part of the problem in the vet world where the attrition rate is so high. So, you know, I think it's great that you found a clinic. I'm really happy that you found that. And, you know, getting experience while you're in vet school and working at a clinic, even, you know, six hours a week, 3 to 6 hours a week, 10 hours a week, whatever you can find is helpful. And I think the other main point that Luke brought up was if you do have a specific interest, try to get a lot of your final year rotations in that area and get clinical experience so you're comfortable when you started. Because it sounds like you didn't really have much of that first day jitters. You just kind of had the first day, let me get to it instead, which is, you know, what we hope to get all new grads to when you're in your final year, having that experience so that when you jump in, you're feeling confident. So I'm glad that that was the experience you've had. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing what's going to come from you in the future.
No problem. Thank you.
No worries. All right. We'll see you guys next time.